a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Time to take KSL Outdoors. This is Utah's most listened to program about hunting, fishing, camping, and high adventure. All the gear you need to buy, where the fish are biting, and secret places in Utah and around the world where you can have a blast. KSL Outdoors with host Tim Hughes on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Well, good morning and welcome to a brand new day as we get things started here for another edition of KSL Outdoors Radio. It is a pleasure to have you with us. Russell is still on the road today. We were going to try and connect with him somewhere between here and Mississippi, but we're having a hard time getting a phone call through. Maybe that's because he's in Mississippi.
Yeah, exactly. You don't want to be compared to Mississippi. We just talked about it. But there's a long ways between Mississippi that he could be that has no phone service.
Yeah. You're saying they don't have cell phone service in Mississippi?
They don't have electricity in Mississippi. I know what else they don't have. I nearly said teeth, but I won't.
Oh, come on now. That's, you're going to get yourself in
I
trouble.
I know. We're going to get all kinds of bad emails.
And you may have already done that. Yeah. So anyway, Russ is scheduled to be back with us next week. It's a pleasure to have Mike Navidomskis. Old Navi is back in studio with us here.
Yogurt's got something Mississippi doesn't have.
What?
Culture.
How many of these do you have in your pocket?
Well, how long have you got?
Let's just get them all out of the way, right here.
We're picking on an easy subject here,
You spend any time in Mississippi?
No.
All right.
Maybe you mean jail, right?
All right. I'm gonna quit right now.
Right.
I'm going to quit right now while I'm ahead, or okay. maybe I'm not ahead. Before we get into what's coming up on this week's show, I just want to say how thankful both Becky and I are for spending good quality time with you and Gail.
Gail's sad you're not with us this weekend.
Yeah.
She goes, who are you going to call? I go, we don't have friends, honey.
Well, that's not true. You don't have many friends in our age bracket that still strap on the boards and go ski.
You nailed it. I have a lot of friends, but people our age that still ski. My high school buddy who taught me how to ski. He doesn't ski anymore. He's too old, he says.
Yeah. Well, when you get to our point of life here, and
we're a rare commodity.
For people like you that have several bionic parts in you, including a shoulder and both knees, most people would have thrown in the towel before now. And you just keep trucking. And skiing beautifully, by the way.
Thank you. The best compliment I ever got was from your wife on my skiing abilities. I'll never forget what she said. It was truly sincere.
And she said?
She said that I was one of the best skiers. She says incredibly powerful and graceful. She said all the right things. And I think she was being dead serious. I was truly humbled by her compliments of my skiing ability.
Now, if we could just get you out of those green ski pants, we'd be fine.
Tim said he'd never be caught dead in them. But she did say, she goes, you know how you watch people from the lift? You're the guy they watch. I went, wow.
Yeah. She's a sweet talker. Salesperson, by the way. Yeah. In case you didn't know.
No, I've known her a long time. Yeah. I know. She was being sincere.
Anyway,
ruin it for me.
I know. We spent a couple of great days up in Park City, right in the middle of a snowstorm. We've had a series of them pass through here, and it's not often. I said this on my social media. It's not often that you get awakened in the morning by the sound of cannon fire.
Yeah, that's a great sound.
Which, if you're a skier and you're looking for first tracks, those avalanche cannons going off.
I think Park City uses just bombs. I don't think they use cannons. I think they ski up to the top and drop dynamite.
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
They're not launching them, huh?
No, that's Snowbird and Alta.
Okay.
I could be wrong, but I have no idea where those cannons are, and I know where they are at Snowbird and Alta.
Yeah. Speaking of the avalanche danger, Craig Gordon's going to be calling in live with us coming up in our snow day segment, or just before our snow day segment at about 7:30, to give us the latest on that. I know there have been a lot of concerns. We had like 6 feet in 6 days or something which...
In a little cottonwoods.
Welcome to Utah.
And it could be a record this year. You know that?
Could
or a pace.
I was just going to throw some numbers at you. Year to date, if you're just comparing from last year, which felt like a pretty good ski
yes,
year.
Yes, it was a good year.
Last year on this is as of January 13th, we had 209 inches. This year, 288 inches at Alta Snowbird.
That's from the full year. There's 106 on the ground.
Yeah, 106 on the ground.
Right. But little deceiving, you know, when they say they had 300 inches already.
19-plus feet of snow has fallen in those areas this season so far. And there are people that are changing their vacation plans and coming out here to ski the greatest
snow. As well, they should.
And they should. We got another round of it yesterday. You're going to be doing some more skiing this weekend. I've got a blast off to Colorado. I'm going to be helping with the World Pro Ski Tour.
See, Colorado has weed. We have powder.
And that's a fair trade, right?
Yeah.
For skiers. Anyway, we're going to talk more about this fantastic snow coming up in our snow day segment. There is a downside to all of this snow, and there aren't many, but one of them is the avalanche danger. And this story, I was going to wait and do it on our news of the week, but I think it feels appropriate to do it here in the midst of our conversation. The family that was actually headed up Little Cottonwood Canyon.
Finn saw that.
And got swept off the road.
Right.
Now imagine.
Five people in the car.
Yeah. A husband, wife, and their kids.
Yep.
And we've had audio on it all week. As a matter of fact, I think we've got some that we may share with you later in the program. But he said, they just saw this cloud. And then it just kept coming, and then it was a blackout, and then it pushed them down on the other side. Imagine if that happened in a spot where you couldn't simply roll off the freeway, but were pushed down a ravine or something.
Yeah, there was the White Pine area. Is that what it is? That's a bad area. You know, they were showing on the news, and they were showing some B-roll of the lift. There's Finn.
Is he?
Yeah, Finn was skiing. That's my boy.
And you spot him because of the helmet you bought him.
Well,
probably.
The helmet and the clothes. You know what the kids call it?
Hmm.
The kit.
Oh, really?
That's a thing now.
Okay.
Yeah. The kit. It's like your uni. It comes from a soccer term from Europe.
All right.
Yeah.
Scary stuff up there. But every morning this past two or three days, they've closed the canyons long enough to do some avalanche control
right.
before they allow people up there. And good time to remind everybody, too, that they're being extra precautious when it comes to tread on your tires and making sure you have a four-wheel drive.
I'm glad they're doing this. You get somebody who doesn't have a vehicle and they stop everybody.
Yeah. And where are you going to turn around?
Exactly.
On a mountain road.
So I love that. There's a criterion to go up, and I think that's great. We Subaru owners, we don't have a problem with it.
We'll have an avalanche report coming up just before snow day. Emily Summers will join us from Deer Valley. The World Cup is coming up again in February, so a couple of weeks away. And we'll find out about what else is happening. We actually took a day to ski Deer Valley last week, too.
Oh, I love it.
And the snow
was
beautiful.
Wasn't that fun?
Snow was beautiful.
Oh, it's
You're so obsessed with this, though. I said to you a minute ago, I enjoy skiing.
Right.
But I get to the point where I don't enjoy skiing every day.
Yeah.
Even if you've got a 7-day vacation, every day. In your mind, it's a short season, and if you don't take advantage of a day, you're missing out.
It's like it's Thanksgiving, so should we have turkey? We probably should.
Yeah, but you don't want turkey every day of the week.
No, but I do want to ski every day of the week.
All right, so we'll talk snow coming up there in the snow day segment and look forward to connecting with Emily up at Deer Valley. Will Dykstra is going to be on with us. He's joined us, I think, annually for the past 3 or 4 years from the Tight Lines organization. They've got another fishing tournament coming up, I believe, at the new... I shouldn't even have gone there. I don't remember exactly.
I saw it, but I don't know where they're fishing.
Yeah. Oh, it's the Fred Hay State Park, as they call it these days. So we'll talk to him anyway.
Awesome.
Coming up later this half hour, as a matter of fact, about their fishing derby, and he's pretty excited because they've got $10,000 in prize money to give away on this year's.
Also on Fish Bites, I'm going to talk a little Bear Lake.
Ah.
Got some Bear Lake stuff to throw out.
You aren't going
to
ruin our Cisco Disco conversation,
are you? Cisco Disco. I'm a disco guy.
Scott Tolentino from the Division of Wildlife, he's a biologist, is going to talk about the Cisco Disco. So that'll be the perfect dovetail conversation. And we'll check in with him coming up at the top of the next hour. Seems like I left somebody out. And I'll figure that out, I'm sure, as soon as we're done here. But we'll take our first break. And when we come back, we will have some of the news of the week. And... then a news update on the half hour, and Will Dykstra joins us from Tight Lines. We'll get more details of how you can be involved with that ice fishing competition that's coming up. One of many that they do across the country, by the way. So stay with us. Tim and Navi back here in just a minute.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLPodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
And welcome back to KSL Outdoors Radio. It is a pleasure to have you with us again, Tim and Navi in studio. And look who we caught up with.
Quagga Russell.
He wasn't actually in Mississippi. I think he's on his way back.
Wandering around. Hang on, I got to talk to the driver. Don't go under that underpass. Okay? I'll lose him.
Are you letting Mama drive?
Well, she just got back in. I had to go bail her out of jail.
Ah, I see.
driving under the influence, they pulled us over and saw all the empty licorice wrappers on the floor.
Yeah.
This can't be right.
On a sugar high. Unfortunately, yeah. She's trying to drive under your influence, which cannot be easy.
Virtually impossible, yeah.
You missed all of Navi's Mississippi jokes at the top of the show.
I got plenty of Texas jokes, though.
Well, I imagine it's a bigger state. You should have lots of them.
Let me tell you, it's so big that you could drive till tomorrow and you'll still be in Texas.
That's true. That's true.
But you could put it on autopilot and get in the back seat because there are no turns. It's straight.
That's true.
You know, that's not true. We left Waco this morning. We stayed last night in Waco.
Crossed the Brazos at Waco.
Yeah, right. And we wanted to see some of the. See, I didn't know that city was in a song.
Yep.
I thought that was a non Texas city.
No, it's very very known. Yeah.
Oh man. Okay. Well, we headed kind of northwest on Texas number 6. And we're just now crossing Interstate 20.
Oh, my gosh.
And we're going to stay on 6. We're headed to...
Lubbock.
What's the name of the town?
Lubbock.
Clovis. No, we're
going to go Clovis. Lubbock. That's New Mexico.
Our goal is Clovis tonight.
Yeah, well, you're going to cross through a little town called Texico, New Mexico, which is right on the border of Texas and New Mexico, and then you'll hit Clovis.
I've been there.
Yeah. Me too.
Yeah. One gas station.
It looks like all the rest of Texas, so you're fine.
but let me tell you about our trip.
Yeah.
We left last Thursday morning and headed out across I-80. I checked the weather. I swear I checked the weather. All week I was checking the weather. Where'd we hit snow at? Nebraska.
Oh, boy.
Nebraska. We hit ice and snow.
The worst place.
We went all the way across Nebraska and we stayed in Sydney. Then we went across, cut down to Kansas City. We were in snow and ice the whole way. We didn't get out of snow and ice till we were in Fayetteville, Arkansas.
Goodness.
That was miserable.
Yeah.
Man, what an idiot I am.
So how long did it take you to get to Mississippi then?
We were there, when did we get to Mississippi?
Well, it doesn't
matter.
You go back in time when you're in Mississippi. Last time I was there, my mom was in junior high school.
I get it.
Yeah. Navi wants to make that trip now. He thinks he'll have two old knees, his original knee. I'll lose my belly, too, there, too. And he'd be 50 pounds lighter.
Yeah.
Actually, I talked to the clerk in the hotel we were in. Chatting him up about where he's from, young guy. He was from Chicago. I said, how do you like it here in Mississippi? He said, I was just surprised that everything they said about the South is true. So I said, well, you know, give it a break. You know, it takes a while for people to change, you know.
Well,
we love the South. We love it.
You sound like you're still in good spirits traveling together, so that's a good sign.
Yeah. And we're not in any hurry. I don't want to reveal when we'll be home because the burglars will be waiting out front.
That's true.
Hey, later in the week. But we have armed guards at home. So
all right. So you're planning on being in studio with us next week then?
Oh, yeah. Sure.
All right. Just a fair warning. There's been a little bit more snow since you were last here. And I'm glad you're a ways out because we just got bumped again yesterday. So
it's okay. I got guys.
Yeah.
And I got cameras on both doors. So we know this. We probably put a depth meter out in the driveway.
Yeah.
So we know when to call the guys.
All right, buddy. We just wanted to say hi and hope you guys drive safe the rest of the way. And we'll look forward to having you on next week.
All right. Good to hear from you guys.
Good. Be safe, Russell.
Take care.
All right. And there's Russell on the road. Sort of gobbled up all of our news of the week segment, but we will get some time to talk about some of the news of the week. There's some great videos that have gone viral. Coming up after the top of the hour, Scott Tolentino, I hope I'm saying that right, one of the aquatic biologists for the Division of Wildlife Resources, wanted to talk about the Cisco Disco, and you were going to focus on Bear Lake,
too. Yeah, I was going to talk, because I saw on your agenda you were talking Bear Lake, so I thought, you know, that's going to be my focus, too.
Yeah.
Whatever we don't cover there, I'll cover in ours.
All right, fair enough. We'll do that in the next half hour, and coming up right after the bottom of the hour, we're still going to talk fishing, plenty of it. Sort of funny, in the middle of January, all these fishing stories. But
oh, wow, it's the time. My classes are almost full.
Really?
Yeah.
You still have some openings, though?
I do. I have about 12% in one class and 20% in the other class.
All right. So wild trouts.
Wildtrouts.com. Learn to fly fish. And this is when you want to do it. People think, oh, I can't wait till summer. Nope. You want to come now. The fishing's awesome this time of year.
And so is the class. If you get a chance to go, and we hope you'll take advantage of that for like
140 bucks.
40 bucks.
Hasn't changed for a decade.
You get the classroom instruction, plus you get time on the water. You get to go throw some
You get to catch fish. In fact, you'll be skunk-proof.
And
more,
you get to catch fish.
You'll be part of our crew.
Yeah. All right. Need to take a break. When we come back, we got a news update, of course, coming up on the half hour. On the other side, though, looking forward to talking with Will Dykstra. Yes, we're talking more fishing. There's a big $10,000 ice fishing competition that's right around the corner, so don't go away.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.